woman hired by the government to create a work of art. She was only 18 years old when she was asked to make the statue. Another marble statue nearby honors three women who fought for voting rights for women. Adelaide Johnson made this sculpture.
The portrait monument has just an amazing history, too. This is also by a woman artist, and it was commissioned by the National Woman's Party in 1920 after women finally got the vote.
The sculpted forms of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Lucretia Mott seem to be coming up out of the huge piece of stone. Behind them, a fourth form rises out of the uncut stone. Adelaide Johnson said, "This unfinished area was meant to show that the struggle for women's equality was not over."
Many of the statues in this room and others throughout the Capitol are part of the National Statuary Hall collection. The collection was established in 1864. Congress invited each state to send two statues to the collection. The statues can represent a very famous person, such as an American president, or they can represent someone less well-known, but historically important. States can also replace an older statue with a new one. It has taken a long time to complete the collection. The 100th statue arrived in 2005.
Barbara Wallanin takes us into the National Statuary Hall. This large room was a meeting room for the House of Representatives until 1857.
This room, at the time it was built, was considered the most beautiful room in the whole country. Benjamin Henry Latrobe was the architect, and he really tried to make it as fine as he could. He was very interested in the classical architecture, so he wanted columns, and he had these special capitals for the columns carved in Carrara, Italy, based on ancient designs.
As you can guess from the room's name, it now houses many statues from the National Collection. For example, there is a marble statue of Sam Houston, a leader who fought for independence for the state of Texas.